All right. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And we are here today in the building with Jay Stash. What's poppin', bro?
What's happening?
It's Mr. Fuck You Sluts.
Yeah.
Building, you already know.
All right, there's a good question that fucking everybody kept asking when we asked for questions from the crowd is where the fuck did that Twitter username come from? It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
It's a big part of your identity now.
It's his website, man.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Very provocative, but I actually got it from Eminem.
Really?
I quoted it from like one of his songs.
Okay.
Like back in high school, and I just always kept it, so.
Oh, so even when you were like a nobody, you had this name?
Yeah.
Wow, all right. It probably didn't seem as weird then, because like, you know, every rapper's got their name as their shit usually, or like their like bad hood nickname. I don't know. All right, but so you're from Florida.
Yeah, I'm from Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, so you grew up there, but then what's your connection with New York as well?
I was born in New York, so growing up, I always went back and forth, but like, when I was like 19, I just moved to New York.
Uh-huh. And so, what was your Florida upbringing like?
Shit. When I was like 16, I dropped out of high school, ended up moving to South Beach, living in Miami.
Uh-huh. What kind of crowd you were on?
Was that fun?
That doesn't sound sketchy or anything.
It's crazy. I was hanging out with rappers back then before I was rapping. So.
Oh, okay.
Going to the club every night, popping bottles. 16.
What kind of rappers are we talking here?
Shit, I was hanging around like Lil Wayne, Young Money.
How do you know these motherfuckers?
My big homie, he was like his assistant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were just sort of always on the scene, and like, what were you trying to rap at the time, or were you doing something else?
Nah, I was even trying to rap. I was honestly trying to start a clothing line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you always been into rap and clothing?
Yeah.
Okay, but the clothing dream existed before the rap dream?
The clothing was just like a legal hustle, you know.
Okay.
Taking the money from the other shit, making legal money.
Right.
Laundering.
Yeah.
Laundering. Right. All right. So.
But you sell chains now on your site, right?
Yeah. I got some relaxed chains on there.
How does that work?
Yeah, that's the first time I've seen someone.
Is that a good business to be in comparison to like the T-shirt game or some shit?
Yeah. My homie G Money in the back, you know, he's the plug. He plugged me in with the right people. We started making some jewelry.
Okay.
It looks nice.
When did you start to take the whole rapping thing seriously, though?
When I was like 18.
Okay. And so what was that fucking process like for you at that time?
I mean, I started seeing people I knew just started rapping. I was like, yeah, I always liked music, so I just started.
Uh-huh.
Got it off like that.
When did you start to feel like you were having like some degree of success with it?
Maybe like 1920.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was it, the original material that popped off for you?
It was just like my original shit, Relax to Get Murked. That's like some very rare shit I did back in the day when I first started rapping. I did that. And then I started my own record label called the Relax Records.
Yeah.
Got some artists on there, like my friends I grew up with, like Kenny Turnup right here.
Okay.
And then we just started doing shit like that.
Right. So,
Then Hood Rich came out yesterday or 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, which Robeson was telling me, he's like, you gotta listen to it right now. I did listen to it. I thought it was dope. Yeah.
I'll tell you how I heard it. This is like how 2016 works. I was watching this kid's Snapchat, and I heard 10 seconds of it, and I said, what is that?
But how'd you do the research? How'd you figure it out? You hit him up?
I listened to the lyrics and just Googled them. Like, I went real deep.
Right. Okay, that's smart.
Yeah.
Do you use up your replay for the day?
No, it was on a story.
Oh.
And this kid was like, he's got like 2 million followers on Snapchat, and you just had your song on there.
Who is this kid?
It was Nicoletti.
Oh, okay, there you go. Yeah. Nicoletti knows what's
the
up.
Homie, the homie.
Nick's in the streets. You know him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's tight. You ever made music with him?
No,
that's scary. His music is like fucking into the dark corners of his mind, man.
He smokes a lot. He smokes maybe too
He smokes
much.
A lot of weed. He might smoke too much weed. When did you start smoking weed?
Shit, when I was like 12.
Really? Do you remember the first time you got high?
Yeah, middle school.
Uh-huh.
I remember I smoked with my homie and I just got really high and paranoid, thinking my parents was going to smell it.
Me too. I took a can of WD-40 and I sprayed a big cloud and walked through it, and I thought this was a good idea.
Does anyone have an amazing first high experience? Sounds like everyone freaks out.
Yeah, usually people have a bad story when they start off.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
What is your first time going to be like? No one knows. All right, so like, I don't know, like, how did you go about, like, making moves in terms of, like, being in Florida and just getting your career going? Like, what's the industry of the scene like out there?
I mean, they got two different scenes. They got the commercial scene, and mm-hmm. then they got, like, the underground, you know?
Right.
Me, because I was always around the commercial scene, I just always wanted to be, like that, you know?
Right.
So I never really, like, hung out with the underground scene out there.
Uh-huh.
Because it was, like, real politics back then. It was, like, Raider Clan.
Raider Clan versus, like, We the Best Music? Was that, like, the original beef?
Nah, those are the only niggas back then that had the underground on,
right.
on lock, you know?
Yeah.
And I wasn't fucking with them, so separated myself.
Do you have specific beef with Space Ghost Perp since we talk about him on every single podcast and he loves us for it?
Shout out Space Ghost.
I don't fuck with that nigga.
Why not?
Space Ghost killer.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Hey, so what's the origin of that beef? When you guys first started having problems or whatever?
Man, I met that nigga back in the day when I used to fucking be in like this little studio in Coral Springs. Back when I used to hang out with that nigga Rob Banks.
Yeah. Who we also need to talk about for sure.
I met him through him, actually.
Okay.
But I ain't never really fucked with that nigga.
You know, but did you have beef, though, specifically? He ever write a song about you or write songs about everybody?
I don't know. I don't listen to his music.
Yeah. Not anymore. Me neither. Yeah. I used to, though. If he had wrote a song about you back in the day, I might have heard it. But
he wrote a song about you?
Probably. Honestly, like, if Space Ghost Perp was so irrelevant that if he wrote a song about me, I probably wouldn't. I don't think anybody bothered to tell me. And I don't think I would find out. I definitely probably, I wouldn't even really care to listen.
No one would know about it.
It would be a mystery. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, when you hear that he's, like, wrote a diss song about Yams, you don't, like, go listen to it. You're just like, oh, what a fucking asshole. You don't, you know, nobody cares enough to hear it.
He dissed Yams?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Dead guy. He's crossing the line.
That's weird.
Anyway. Fuck, so when did you, so being in that, like, scene where you were, like, in the nightclubs and shit all the time, who else were you hanging out with besides, like, you ever hang out with Mac Maine?
Yeah.
Yeah? How's he? That's one of Rosen's favorite rappers.
Oh, word. He's cool. He was always chill, real quiet. He was always a quiet one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do you, like, get out of Florida then? Because it feels like people who, like, are in Florida kind of stay there. You know?
Shit, I don't know. I just really one day just up and left and went to New York and just stayed out there.
Right.
And you had some time in Japan?
Yeah.
That's more recent though, right?
Yeah, like I went there like first time last year.
Oh, okay. Kay, can you tell us about the Rob Banks thing though? Like how you guys became friends and what the fuck happened?
All right, so pretty much from my area, Broward County, I was always, like, popular, you know? So, like, mm-hmm. back in, like, high school days, you know? I met this little nigga, like, I seen, like, he wanted to, like, dress like me, be like me, you know? Hang out with, like, people I know, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we became cool like that. But we fell off right when he started making music and started hanging out with niggas I ain't fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, kind of, like, turned against me. So I was just like, yo, fuck that nigga, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So you guys fell out, like, real early on?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you guys ever have any kind of, like, altercations and shit? Because I heard about some shit, but I didn't hear exactly what happened.
What did you get?
I don't know. Like, there was, like, an argument on Kanye Tither about, like, whether you beat him up or whether he beat you up or something. This shit comes up on Google. Whoa. I'm not, like, a Kanye Tither reader on the regular, but I Google it.
Adam's got 15,000 posts on there.
Oh, man. I wish. Dude, if I had a presence on there, the podcast would be way more cracking.
We'd have Ye on here.
I mean, yeah. he ain't never beat me up. There was a situation. My homie Key was performing in Fort Lauderdale with Metro Boomin. I left early, and then one of my homies hit me up. Was like, yo, Rob Banks is here. I've been trying to catch this nigga for, like, a year mm-hmm. at that time. So I went back, went in, ran on stage, beat him up real quick, ran out because security was chasing me.
On stage?
Yeah.
And how did that go over with the crowd Whoa. And everything?
That's so aggressive.
It happened so fast, I don't even know. I just know I ran on stage, took off on him, got out. My homeboys are still in there fighting security.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was lit.
You were there?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so from your perspective, what was it like? You were watching this?
Yeah, I mean, it happened quick, if I'm saying he went in there. Do what he had to do.
Wait, was he performing when you hit him? Or he was just watching?
Yeah, I don't even know what was going on. I think Metro Boomin was DJing or some okay. shit. I don't know. My bad, Metro. I didn't mean to fuck up your set, but I don't know.
Damn. What? Shout out Rob. I like Rob. He just came in here. He's a nice guy.
You were trying to find him for a year?
Yeah.
Did he say something?
Yeah, what was the thing that like drove you to the point of wanting violence?
I can't even remember. I remember this nigga, he had pulled up to my mom's crib, and I wasn't even there. And I was just like, yo, what the fuck? This nigga came to my mom's crib. I guess he was trying to fight me or some shit, which I don't know. I heard he came like mad deep into my mom's crib.
Why did he want to fight you, though?
I don't know.
Okay.
So pretty much the same day, next day, I went to his studio with, like, you know, my niggas, my cousins, whatever, Relax Gang. The nigga ain't want to come out the studio, blahzy blah. So, like, I ain't seen him since then.
Uh-huh.
So when I was like, oh, this nigga's at this show, I was like, yo, perfect time to catch him, you know?
Right.
Because every time I tried to catch him, it was just like.
Did he ever retaliate after that situation? Anything happen? Really?
Nothing. Not to me, not to my niggas. Like, there's been situation, my niggas been in the same parties with this nigga, nothing happened, you know?
Really?
Niggas just go on Twitter and say shit. So I was just like, all right. I already beat him up, so it's just like, whatever. I ain't worried about this nigga no more. If he want to fight me, when he see me, he can come see me. I'm everywhere, you know?
Uh-huh.
I'm never hiding, so niggas know.
Right. Damn. Somehow I feel like there's going to be a lot of conversations on Twitter about this conversation that we just had. What do you think?
People like to talk in the comments. He's right. They talk. They do more talking than acting.
Amen. I beat up Rob Banks. He ain't beat me up.
Dash sat right there and said the same thing the other day, too. And people, they seem to love that.
That he beat up Rob Banks?
Well, Dash's story about when he... No, not Rob Banks. Space Ghost, sorry.
Yeah, Space Ghost. Yeah, but Space Ghost is like 5'5", right?
I don't know. I feel like, yeah, that would. He's probably not that scary. I don't know. Hey, can we talk about this crazy-ass situation you had? Because there's a lot of accusations about you being a woman beater out there. This was the whole thing. It was in fucking The New Yorker.
The New York Times.
And I know that you want to clear it up because you posted about it on Instagram the other day. You said, I might do an interview one day.
Okay, three days ago, you said, I might do a long interview about clearing this up.
Yeah, so now we got
an hour right now.
Because we could just say first, it sucks because it's like when you hear about a domestic abuse case or whatever, it's like you want to give the woman the benefit of the doubt, but also as soon as they say that, the guy is just dragged through the dirt. And we're going to get to hear Stash's side of it right now, I guess.
All right, so I got into this little altercation with my ex-girlfriend, pretty much. I broke up with her. She couldn't accept it. I let her come to my house one night when I was going, like, the same night I was going to Japan, because, like, she was pretty much homeless, you know? I just moved to this new apartment building in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Had her come through. I was sleeping. She went through my phone. I guess she seen some shit she didn't want to see. Pretty much got on the phone, started, like, crying, telling whoever she was on the phone with that, oh, she's going to, like, beat me up or some shit. So pretty much I wake up to her on top of me, literally just, like, punching me in my face. You feel
right.
me? Like, the room's mad dark. Like, she's just on top of me, punching me, like, attacking me. So throughout that incident, like, I did hit her through, like, self-defense, you know, like, two times, literally, in 2 seconds. And I just started restraining her, you know?
Right.
And right after that, like, I got on the phone with my mom. I told her, like, yo, this girl just pretty much beat me up, and now she has a black eye. I'm about to go to Japan. Like, what do I do? Blahzy blah. My mom calmed her down, you know?
So your mom was talking to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she was cool. You know, we made up, had sex, whatever, fucking same night.
And then you went to Japan, though?
Yeah, went to Japan. She was in my crib just, like, crying, whatever, whatever. I had, like, my assistant at the time, because he was staying at my crib, just, like, pretty much remove her, because, like, my building was, like, a brand-new, luxurious building. Like, she was just causing, like, problems or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I kicked her out. I had her sister come pick her up, and then, like, she was just, like, texting me, like, yo, I'm about to just, like, post these pictures up and just, like, ruin your career pretty much. Because at the time, I had, like, a sponsorship with, like, Alexander Wang. I was doing, like, big shows. I was about to get signed, you know?
Right.
So pretty much I ended up blocking her because I was in Japan working, you know, like the time difference, like, so I was just really...
And what was she so mad at you about? It was just the fact that you were fucking other girls or whatever she's seen in your phone. She was just mad at you in general, so she's like, I'm going to air you out.
Yeah, pretty much. She felt like I cheated on her, but in reality, I wasn't even going out with her.
Yeah.
So the day I got back to New York to my apartment, she posted a false statement on Tumblr.
Right.
Making it seem like I've been abusing her throughout our whole relationship. Like, I'm a woman beater. Like, it was literally crazy. Like, this nigga right here, Kenny, was like the first person to even show me that shit.
Uh-huh.
And then like my phone started blowing up. Shit was crazy. I was just like, what the fuck, you know?
Right.
But me being me, what I did, I was like, yo, I gotta fucking get out of here now, cause like this shit just, you know, like the police are gonna come to my door, you know? I got fucking drugs in my house, all this shit. I had to clean up all that shit.
Right.
Go to fucking Florida. Had to hire the best attorney in New York, you know? Shout out to Alex Spiro, Ben Braffman.
Right.
Took me like 8 months to clear that shit up, you know, but I was proven not guilty.
So what was that whole process like, though, working with your lawyers? Like, how did you go about proving that you didn't do it? And was she really trying to fight this, like, in court and shit? Like, really saying that?
I mean, so pretty much, like, the fact that she put out a false statement on Tumblr and then at the same time she had to actually make a real statement to the police.
Right.
Both of those statements didn't add up.
There's like inaccuracies between them. Okay. Yeah. Like,
even in her statement, she said that she went on top of me and she attacked me, you know?
Right.
I had two witnesses in my crib at the time, you know? Like, I was innocent. She got on the phone with my mom, and like, the fact that she waited 2 weeks to post it right after the situation, she made it seem like it just happened, you know? Like,
right.
So, like, they pretty much just, like, threw it out, you know? Because it was self-defense.
Right. Damn.
Do you feel, how much did that cost you for the lawyers, if you don't mind?
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Damn. Right. Did you feel like, but was the worst part just like the fact that you probably had this overwhelming amount of people just talking shit about you and going crazy on Twitter? It's in the news.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden you're in the news in like news publications that would never have written about you beforehand. You're like, oh, thanks.
It's crazy because like the fact that like with this girl, I did everything for her, you know, like. I funded everything for her. She lived with me. I took care of her. I was still looking out for her.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the fact that she did this to ruin my life, you know?
Right.
And then, like, prior to that, like, my birthday was, like, a couple of days before that shit even happened. So, like, seeing all the people showing me love and the same people just saying, yo, fuck this nigga, you know, just, it's kind of crazy because I knew I was fucking innocent. So it was just like,
right.
I'm not no fucking woman beater, you know? What the fuck?
And people are so quick to believe whatever the fuck they hear about people, too, right? Like, it's just, yeah. they're so quick to just turn on somebody, want to find a reason to hate on them.
Yeah, they don't know the story, none of that shit, but.
Yeah.
It is what it is. I knew fucking I was innocent. I was going to beat it anyway. So I just had to sit there and wait throughout the whole shit, but. It's over now. Got a new girlfriend.
So she put it on Tumblr, then she went to the cops, then she had to press charges, and then was she trying to get money too, like sue you, or was she just trying to ruin you?
Because it went viral.
Yeah.
So like the state of New York, they have like a zero tolerance for like domestic violence anyways. So they were trying to treat it like a high case. Pretty much trying to make an example out of me. I'm a young black man trying to be successful. So, you know, they're just like,
how much did they use, like, your social media? Because, I mean, your name is Fuck You Sluts on.
Yeah, you must have been tempted to change that, right?
It's got
to
be.
Yeah. Well, the state of New York, their attorneys, they're, like, trash. So, like, they were trying to come at me, but, you know, I had the best lawyer. So, like, anything they will come at, like, we'll just counter that and, like, demolish them. So it was just like.
Yeah.
But it must have fucked up. It must have sucked because, at the same time, like, you can't really, like, play shows or put out music the same way that you normally would because your reputation is all of a sudden in question.
Yeah, you probably couldn't even talk about it, right?
Yeah, for a whole year, I was just, like, pretty much just doing my own thing because, like, a lot of people ask me, yo, why do you travel a lot? Like, throughout that shit, like, I was going through so many shows. I was like, all right, I got the money. I got a passport now. I got the opportunity. I'm going to just go to England. I'm going to go to Paris. I'm going to Amsterdam, Switzerland, Japan, you know?
Right.
I was just doing those things, working on music, just looking at life from a different perspective, you know?
Right.
Trying to get my head right.
And it sucks, too, because you can't put out a statement. Like, the number one thing your lawyer is going to tell you is you can't say anything publicly, right? Was it hard for you to just sit there and just let people say this shit about you and you couldn't do anything about it?
Yeah. Sitting there, you can't tweet. You can't, you can't do shit. So I was just like, yo, fuck it.
What's the main thing you learned from all that?
Man, I learned never trust a bitch. I can't even say that. I don't know. The one thing I really learned from that is like who's my real niggas and who's not, you know? Because from that I seen people's true colors, like straight up. So from that I learned like who's really fucking with me and who's fake, you feel me?
Right.
Yeah, I got you.
Do you you were talking about traveling, like where the fuck do you have so much money from? That's what a lot of people are asking on Twitter too. They're like, how the fuck is this fool in Dubai for fucking months and Japan and all this crazy shit?
No, I'm not born rich. My parents aren't rich.
You're not, because that's another thing that some people have seen saying too. They're like, oh, his dad is some famous lawyer or some shit. That's not true.
I never met my dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my mom's not rich. Just self-made grinding, you know.
Right.
Just hustling.
But what do you do these days? Because I'm sure you must have left the streets behind a long time ago, right?
Yeah, these days I'm just like just investing in certain things, putting my money towards like projects.
Uh-huh.
Just things like that.
Right.
Nothing too much.
Right.
Yeah, people really kind of like they don't know how hard it is to kind of start a label or how much that takes, and you got to have that drive, you know, like
yeah.
You got to like really have a business mind for that if you want to actually be a label head, mm-hmm. you know.
What's your favorite place you travel to? Because a lot of motherfuckers really ain't traveled. Like, even if they are fucking famous or successful, they never really leave the States that much.
My favorite place, I'll probably say, is Tokyo.
Yeah.
Tokyo, like, the vibe is very, like, dope. Everyone there is very respectful, is clean.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up as a kid, I always wanted to go to Japan. So
yeah.
It was just, like, it's real cool.
What was the love situation from the girls out there? Because they don't speak English. And it's fucking... That from my experience, it was like, man, we saw so many girls. It seemed like they liked us and everything, but we couldn't talk to them at all.
It's weird, though. In Japan, like, they learn English in school. So, like, a lot of Japanese people, if they don't speak it, they'll understand what you're saying. They just can't speak back to you.
Right, yeah.
Hold on 1 second. You just opened up Snapchat and get a naked picture?
I wish.
Oh, that's not what that was? Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yo, don't be fooled. Kenny Turnip got the hose.
Yeah. Hey, so, all right, there's another fucking question. Is like, can we get the real scoop on this whole Buckwheat Bill fucking controversy? You had crazy. This is this fool. Do you even know about this?
No.
I don't know him, but he was a member of his crew. They had crazy shit. They wrote diss songs about each other. What the fuck is this all about? What started this shit?
Man, Buckwheat Bill, I was like my... He's still my bro.
Okay. You guys are cool again a little bit?
Yeah, we're cool again. We had a fallout, so like how he took it, like, yo, we fall out. If you beef with someone, it's like it's beef, you feel me? So we're just like beefing.
Right.
But
was it just a little argument that you didn't think was should have been a huge thing?
It wasn't even anything serious. It was just like miscommunication, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So and at the time, I just didn't give a fuck because, like, I was going through the shit with my ex, that case whole shit, so I was just, like, turning up on everyone, so. But nah, we cool again.
But so what was up with, like, all the fucking songs and shit? It got lit for a while. I was really enjoying the diss songs.
That picture you sent me?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, what's that? That's a totally different subject. There's a weird selfie you took.
My butt picture.
Yeah, what was that? What happened?
All right, so this nigga Buckwheat Bill did me grimy, because that nigga was, like, fucking with my ex. But not fucking with her, but, like, being cool with her. That was a picture I sent her.
Just, the ex that you had the court case with?
Yeah.
Oh, so he was being cool with her after the whole situation had already started?
Yeah. So that shit was just... That picture was a joke, you know? I just sent it to her as a joke.
To your girl?
Yeah, to my
girlfriend. Yeah, okay.
My ex, but...
Right.
So she sent that shit to him, and he dropped it as, like, for the picture for the disc, which was... kind of cool.
Well, it's funny, but yeah, that's fucked up on her part to be giving that around. Like, you're joking around with her and shit.
She made all those false allegations, so what do you expect?
Yeah, I mean, she's ruthless. You know that she was wild as fuck. Like, I'm not saying, I can't sit here as a journalist and pass judgment, but did you know that she was capable of extreme vengeance like this?
Nah, that bitch loved me.
Maybe a little too much. There's a thin line between love and hate. That's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, so she sent him that picture. He posted that shit. To me, I didn't even give a fuck about that picture because, like, all right, it's my butt. I know I'm not fucking gay. I'm, you know, the fuck.
And you were dealing with so much other shit at the time that it probably seemed very small in comparison, right?
Yeah, of course. I was like, all right, y'all see my butt. All right, big deal.
Yeah. No, I mean, anybody, like, if you really think about it, if your girl wanted to air you out, think about all the shit that she knows about you or the fucking weird photos she could have
taken. I don't talk to girls. I don't talk to any girls.
Stay away. Yeah, I respect that. Damn, that's crazy. So tell me about, like, people are asking about Rocky. People are asking about Kanye. It's like you've been spotted around a lot of famous people and shit. Have you managed to collaborate with them, or who have you collaborated with?
When I used to live in New York, I used to live in Harlem. I first moved out to Harlem. I was hanging out with, like, my big homie Ian. Connor, you know, he was, like, around ASAP, so.
Yeah.
I was always around ASAP. I fucked with Rocky. I always looked up.
How'd you first become down with them? What was the thing that got you into that circle?
What, Ian?
Yeah, Ian and Rocky and everybody back then.
I don't even remember how I met Ian. I met him through, like, this nigga Kenny's cousin, Glenn.
Okay.
Glenn Brown was, like, his best
friend. Oh, yeah, Glenn.
Yeah. So I met them, like that.
Right.
We just became cool ever since.
Uh-huh.
I met Connie, like, a couple of times, but I did the Yeezy season 3.
Yeah, we definitely need to know what that was like. Because we talked to Yachty about it, too, but he didn't really have that much to say.
Man, that shit was epic. Because it was, like, my first time doing, like, some modeling shit like that.
That was your first time?
Where were you standing in the whole stadium?
I was standing on top of, like, some shit, like...
Like on one of the risers?
Yeah, in the middle.
Did you sit down or anything? Did you...
I was sitting down, like, pretty much the whole time. My legs was hurting. I was hot.
Do you smoke a cig?
Nah. The nigga Ian had the only cigarettes.
Really? But he's the only one that they would let smoke?
He's the only one that had it. If I had a blunt, I would have light that shit up.
He's the only guy who thought about it.
Yeah. He probably don't want to plan ahead.
I was like, fuck, I could have brought my weed.
How long are you out there?
I think maybe like 45 minutes.
Right.
To an hour.
Oh, that's not that bad. Yeah. But yeah, I'll probably still sit down.
You were under a tarp first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they took it away.
Yeah.
Fuck, was that exciting? Yo, you consider yourself a weed rapper? Because I've seen some photos of you with, like, 10 pounds of weed, and I'm just like, damn, this motherfucker's on his Wiz Khalifa thing.
He's a weed farmer.
Yeah, that's a lot of weed.
No, I'm not a weed rapper, but I rap about weed.
Yeah. When did you first start to feel like you were really, like, addicted to weed, though?
I'm not an acid rapper, but I rap on acid.
I don't think I'm addicted to weed, but weed is incorporated throughout my schedule.
Right. But what is the schedule? Like, do you
11 a.m. weed.
You wake up in the morning. You wake up. It's 10 in the morning.
Yo, I got to wake up and smoke because if I don't smoke, I realize, like, I'm mad. I just be like, yo, what the fuck?
Right. Like, but is your version of smoking, like, oh, I'm going to roll a blunt and smoke it to my face before I even get out of bed, before I leave my room?
Man, it depends. I roll a backwood, roll a joint. This nigga Kenny will come through with a blunt already lit. I'm like, oh, it's lit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. How many blunts would you say you average in a day?
It depends, 5 to 10.
Does it get real wild, like, when you're in the studio? Is that when they really start going crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know you gotta smoke in the studio.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I just... Sometimes, I like, smoking... Like, when people smoke so much, like, back to back to back, I don't do that shit, because I'm like, yo, you're not even getting high no more. You feel
it's kind of
like,
weird, that just at a certain point, yeah.
Yeah, you just smoking, man.
Or it's like, people always seem like they be showing off, like, around, like, rappers and stuff. Like, you'll have some normal-ass kid, and he's just got it, like...
Yo,
yeah, what is
up,
that?
Bro.
Yeah. Or that's what it's always in your DMs, like, yo, like, let's meet up, bro. I got a blunt. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I got blunts. Yeah. I don't need your blunt.
I don't want to smoke with no man.
I don't need your ugly-ass blunt. You're going to sit here and ask me questions for 2 hours, yeah.
So you got Yachty on Hood Rich.
Yeah. And Rich the Kid.
That's... Yeah, shout out Rich the Kid, Rich Forever, you already know.
How you know
you
all
signed
those guys?
You signed to his label?
Yeah.
Oh, you are? You're signed to Rich?
Yeah.
But you still got your own label.
Yeah. I'm on Rich Forever now.
Okay.
So you're Drake, basically.
We taking over.
Yeah. That's what's up. How'd you meet Rich the Kid?
Shit. I met him, like, last year. I forgot where the fuck we was. Like, a party or some shit. But we just connected out here in L.A., honestly.
Uh-huh.
At the studio and shit.
Right.
But I met Yachty last year, too, like, in December. And he just came to my crib. Like, Ian sent him over to my crib randomly. I didn't even know who he was.
Right.
But we was chopping it up. He was telling me, oh, he's doing music and shit. Like, how, like, he fucked with me, you know? So I was like, oh, I fuck with this kid.
And this is way before he even had any kind of buzz going, huh?
Yeah, way before.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, he just blew up. I was like, oh, this is crazy.
Right. Yeah. Yachty's the nicest kid. He don't act like he's, like, famous or important or anything. He acts like just a regular motherfucker.
He's a real ass nigga. He don't act like no rapper.
Yeah. That's what it's talking about. You hear that music outside? Yeah, it's a fucker. Homeless guys love to ride around with a big-ass boombox in the back of their bike.
Yeah.
Or they just drag it around behind them in a little cart or something. They always be doing that.
I like that.
I fucking hate that. It's so annoying because you can always hear it right through the mail slot.
Is Yachty signed?
Yeah, he's with Coach K for management, but I don't know if he's on an actual label yet. You know?
No.
I don't know either. It's good that you're concerned, though.
Trying to sign him.
Yeah, shit. What else should we talk about here? Like, tell us about this new project and everything.
Shit, man. I've been working on this shit for about a year.
Yeah.
I think it shows. I think it's, I mean,
yeah,
sorry,
I liked it, man.
It's like, this is like, it's like, this is like an album. I mean, I wouldn't call this a tape.
Yo, people don't even know. Like, I recorded this shit really everywhere in the world, like in Japan, fucking France, England.
Right.
Everywhere.
I think you can kind of hear that, you know, like it's got a lot of layers to it.
It's very international to you.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Do you have a hard time, like, finding engineers that you can fuck with and everything when you're traveling?
Not really, because I only really use one engineer back here. So, like, I know how to record, and I just send it to my engineer, and he just fucks with it.
Right. Yeah. That's dope. What are the songs that if you were telling somebody to go check out, like, two songs off the new project, what are the ones that you would be like, these are the ones that are the most important?
Man, all them songs, man. Go listen to everything, man.
I like Juice.
Yeah.
I wear good looks.
Did you feel like you got a chance to speak on all the bullshit that you've been going through much on the album, or did you try to just like forget about that and just talk about regular shit?
Yeah. No, I wasn't focusing on no bullshit. I was just rapping regular shit.
Right. Yeah. Who you consider yourself influenced by, like, rap wise, like now and when you were a kid?
Man, back when I was a kid, it was like Eminem, Lil Wayne, mm-hmm. Jay-Z, no niggas like that. Now, I don't really even know, because I don't even listen to that much music, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say Gucci Mane, though. You know, I always listen to Gucci Mane. Future, back in the day, I always listen to Future.
Yeah.
So those are, like, my influences, like Young L.A.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
What happened to him? I ain't heard about him in a long time.
I need to get him on my mixtape, though.
That would be tight. I think it's hard to come back when they seen the video of him getting fucking beat up because he had that tattoo on his face on Worldstar. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was classic. It was crazy.
He got beat up for having a tat on his face?
Yeah, because it was like Duct Tape Gang or some shit in Atlanta, and he had this big-ass duck tattooed on his face, and they beat the fuck out of him. And it was crazy on Worldstar. Yo, actually, I tried to find the video because people commented asking, like, hey, what's up with this video of Jay Stash getting slapped or whatever. I tried to find the video. It seems like it's been a scrub from the internet. What's good with that?
Man, ain't no video of me getting slapped.
Was there at one point?
Nah.
No? Yeah,
they can't. You can't scrub stuff.
There's a video back in, like, high school of a dude, he slapped me in my face, but they cut it off. They didn't get the whole fight, you feel me?
Really? So there was, like, a fight that happened after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this was, like, back in high school that, like, Space Ghost Perp found.
Really? Oh, so this was his way of beefing with you.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
Years ago.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Perp's a fucking loser. Who's he? He got spies working for him and shit. That's crazy. I'm beefing over here. Fuck.
So let me address that, though. If niggas think they can slap me, come slap me, please.
Yeah.
It ain't going down like that.
Yeah. Well, so is it important for you that you move correctly? Like, as a person who's in the spotlight and shit, do you feel like you always need to have, like, people around you to take care of the situation if it turns into that?
He's like, do you have a gun?
Yeah. No, I was like, do your friends have guns? Do we have anything to worry about?
Of course all my friends got guns.
On the table right now?
I mean, I don't know. I've always been the person that, like, when I go, I got my niggas with me, and I'm always ahead of the situation, you know? Like, I ain't never lacking, just like my song say, you feel me, so.
Yeah.
you feel me, though?
Nah,
I don't promote no violence no right. more. I ain't with the violence because the labels don't like that shit.
Yeah. When's the last time you got in a fight?
I don't even know. When was it? When was it, Kenny?
I beat this nigga ass last week.
Who'd you beat up and why? What happened?
He was talking too much, man. He was just talking too much.
Where?
Man, let me make this man laugh. Man, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know. I think the last fight I got into was when I beat up Rob Banks.
Yeah.
Because ever since then, I've been on my positivity shit, you know?
Okay.
Peace and love.
Is Kenny the best rapper on your label?
Best.
Number one.
Number one. Mr. Lyrical right here.
I think it's Jay Stash. He actually writes for me.
He writes for you?
Jay Stash writes for me.
Really? So he's like your Memphis Bleak.
Niggas don't know I'm a ghostwriter for the label.
This nigga's nice.
That's real.
I'm on my Quentin Miller shit.
That's some real friend shit right there, if you can just acknowledge that, like, yeah, my man writes my lyrics for me. Because you know that happens all the time, but people don't talk about it.
Yeah, they try to act like...
If somebody comes on here and acts like they like talk, and if they talk like they write their own lyrics, but they don't, and don't just admit that they don't write their shit, I'm gonna be so mad when I find out.
Right,
you I'm gonna be like
credits Meek on Wikipedia
Mill.
Too.
I know how Meek Mill felt when he wrote that song about Drake and was like, you know, so mad at him for not writing his verse on Meek's album. Because if somebody came in here and lied about that, I would be offended.
Like, damn, bro. Damn,
yeah.
Bro, you couldn't even write the verse.
You
didn't write the verse, bro.
The shit that gets me is when they're just the worst rapper in the world, and I wish I could name names right now. They suck, and you know they have a ghostwriter, and you're just like, how the fuck you hire somebody and you still are like that?
Stash, who are some rappers you don't like how they rap?
Wow, there you go. That's good. Question. Yeah, let's start some shit.
Shit, I don't even know. I don't know. We were just talking about this earlier. No disrespect, I don't like Wale.
Very common opinion, yeah. That's
why. I mean, 600 Benz was good, but that's
I fuck with Wale, though. It's just like, that's just some shit, just like J. Cole. Like, J. Cole's an awesome rapper, but niggas just like, yo, we don't fuck with J. Cole.
Right.
We don't know why we don't fuck with J. Cole. It's just like, we just don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not your demo.
It's just, there's no street edge to it. It's very like,
it's poppy.
You know, his audience is like, you know, young white kids in college, and I totally get why those people like it, because it seems like they would fucking love it. And
J. Cole's
they do.
On
they
the radio it. Every third song.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah. His shit is just mad relatable. He's writing songs about losing your virginity and shit. It's like, every kid could write, could fucking kind of relate to that, right?
40 Ounce was just talking about that,
he
too.
Was talking about how he don't really fuck with me. Well, I don't even know if he said he didn't fuck one, but he said, like, it's,
he
think about his lyrics. He writes shit that people relate to. 40
Ounce saying that he writes relatable tweets for the regular people.
Yeah.
And J. Cole writes relatable lyrics for the regular people. Like, same thing.
It's true, yeah. If you're too smart, it's hard to, like, really appeal to people because they're not on your level. If
that's
your jokes
we're
are
just
too
all
layered,
too smart.
You know? Yeah.
That's why we haven't blown up yet.
Well, think about it. Nobody likes listening to fucking Eminem. He'd be rapping too hard. Nobody can relate to that these days.
I just feel like music now is dumbed down.
Yeah.
Ain't no more lyrical in this shit.
Yeah, but how do you feel about that? Do you feel like you're a lyrical rapper? Or do you feel like you just kind of don't fuck with
I
it either?
I could be a lyrical rapper. Things people don't really understand. Like, I grew up listening to straight New York music, hip hop, real hip hop. But now, like, I don't know. I'm from the South, so it's just like, it's more fun to rap like this, you know?
Right.
How I rap.
But how do you? What's your creative process? You sit around and write your shit, or do you just like go in the booth and just wild out?
If I'm at the studio, I'll just be in the booth. But if I'm just like, if someone sends me a beat, I really like it, I'll sit down and write to it when I have nothing to do, you know?
Right.
Most rappers be like, nah, I don't write nothing. Like, I write on my iPhone, you feel me? Like,
yeah. That's weird to act like it's not cool to write your raps, because
it seems like, why wouldn't you want to write them? Because it's like, it's very important what you say, right?
Nah, yeah. Bro, I write this shit, bro.
That was such a thing, though, because I remember when nobody said that, and then all of a sudden Jay-Z started saying it.
I thought
and
Wayne said it first.
I think Wayne was like right after him, but and then all of a sudden everybody was saying it. Everybody was like, nah, I don't write my shit.
Off the dome.
I don't even know how to write.
I've never written anything in my whole life.
I never had a pencil.
Yeah. Hey, so you feel like kind of freshly like vindicated in terms of people finally like knowing that you're not guilty in terms of this domestic abuse shit?
I mean, yeah, for like the public eye, for like, you know, like bigger brands and shit now, like people could work with me again, you know?
Right.
Because I was working with a lot of people, you know, so like they couldn't, even though they fucked with me, they couldn't, just because off of the fact I was in that situation.
As soon as there's a label around or whatever, they're going to be stepping in and being like, nah.
Was Alexander Wang like out after?
Yeah, did all that? Did you lose money off all this?
Yeah, hell yeah, I lost money.
Oh. Yeah.
Probably like 100 bands.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, so you think like, yeah, because I mean, like Gleish was in a similar situation. I don't know if you know Gleish really, but he dealt with the same shit where he like, you know, he all of a sudden couldn't even like be on the flyer. He couldn't be doing a guest appearance on Mad People's albums because of he had that court case hanging over his head. His shit is still open, actually, technically. Even though he, like, that's why we couldn't put his interview out, is because he's like, I don't want to open the shit back up because it seems like it might go away soon,
said
you know?
His lawyer called, right?
Yo, I wish I could tell you guys about how fucking funny it was talking to Gleish's lawyer on the phone, man. The old ass Jewish guy's like take on that interview because he listened to it. He was like, he's talking about shooting N-words, blah, blah, blah. He called me on the three-way with Gleish saying that. I was just like, yeah. Because like, it wasn't even the shit that he said when he was telling the story about fucking why he didn't actually do what they were accusing him of doing. It was the fact that he was talking about what he used to do back in the day. You know, like he's like, you know, everybody in my crew had a gun, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, all right.
Yeah,
like,
you can't snitch on yourself.
Yeah,
like
they'll
that.
Throw that shit in court. Like, it don't matter if you say it if you don't have
yo,
open
no
cases.
Jumper, we got this right here. We got this. Yeah, you can't fuck around.
Yeah, so you have like other big plans or whatever? You feel like you're just gonna keep getting right into it with the mixtapes and shit,
man,
or what are you doing?
I finally dropped this hood rich shit. I'm about to drop about 8 more mixtapes this year, man. Just be ready.
Yeah, 8 more.
8 more, man.
Hell, that's serious.
Then touring? Are you gonna tour? Play shows here and there?
Yeah. That's just, I'm gonna announce that shit later on, this probably next month.
Right.
I got a U.S. tour. Asia tour, Europe.
Yeah, what is it? How are you so popping in like Asia and shit?
Man, shout out to my brother Ko, my Japanese brother.
His verse is awesome on the tape.
He's like the hottest rapper in Japan right now.
Okay.
When I was living in Harlem, I had a roommate. His name was Stilo. He was Japanese, so he pretty much introduced me to him. Mm-hmm. Like when he came to New York for the first time, he actually stayed at my apartment. We became cool. We did songs. They got me out to Japan because he was upcoming too at the time. So like we kind of blew up together, you know, like he dropped his shit. I remember the second time I was out there, my homie Andy Milonakis came through. We did a song and a video same day, same night.
You did a song and video with Andy Milonakis too?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. See, I seen Chief Keef doing that. I didn't know other people were on that.
What's his last name?
Grills.
Okay, never mind.
What was it like doing a song with Andy Milonakis? Because Chief Keef did it too. I didn't know you did it. I got to go Google that ASAP.
Chief Keef did that shit after me, man.
He did it after you. Okay. Trendsetter. Influencer.
Bang, bang.
But not fuck with Chief Keef. But nah. Shit, man, growing up, I used to watch Andy Milonakis show, like,
right.
Doing a song with this nigga was, like, crazy. It was, like, you know, that's, like, your fucking idol.
Right. But how'd you get in touch with him? How'd the actual shit start happening?
It was kind of weird, because when he came out to Japan, his videographer was, like, my homie from New York, so.
Oh, okay.
He connected us, and then it was just like that.
Right.
Dude, I went to a party in the hills once, went to find the bathroom, walked into the back room. Walked into a room where it was just Andy Milonakis and a full band, and he was freestyling.
But with no audience?
Four people watching. I just stayed in there for like 30 minutes.
That's amazing.
Oh, he's kind of a good rapper. He got a funny voice, but he says some funny-ass shit pretty much every time I ever hear him on anything.
Yo, he did his verse real quick, too. Like, he's really like a rapper.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was like, oh, shit.
That's tight. Bam. I fucking had a little tweet going back and forth with Andy Milonakis about doing this podcast, and he seemed into it, but then he just stopped responding. So if you're listening to this right now, tweet at him and be like, yo, Fatso, get on the No Jumper.
I'm going to tell him right now.
Hey, there you go. That's the second.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have was he ever, like, super into drugs? I can't remember. Or am I thinking of Steve-O? Steve-O was, like, on that.
No, Steve-O was doing, like, whippets and, like, seeing demons.
Yeah, where's Steve-O at, man? Remember hearing him?
Most recently, Steve-O, he climbed the crane in Hollywood.
Yeah, he's all about doing, like, publicity stunts where he can get arrested and stuff. That's all. Like, he's all about doing some fucked up shit to get in the news for doing that thing. And, like, if he's kind of mad if he doesn't get arrested because then it's not, like, in the news and shit, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't he marry, like, that tattoo artist girl?
Did he? Kat Von D?
I think.
No, right?
I never heard about that, but that'd be sweet.
I would like to watch them fuck. That'd be awesome, yeah.
That'd be a come up for
two weird-ass looking white people.
Does Kat Von D ever tattooed you?
No. But I do know like some people that hang out with her. Maybe she'll do a podcast. Tweet Kat Von D and tell her to do No Jumper 2. She got like 10 million followers. She probably will never notice.
Smoke, dog.
We smoking?
Kenny, what are you doing later?
Huh?
You going to Metro Boomin' later?
I don't know. I might go to Metro shit later. I don't know.
My
pull up.
Oh, it's Thursday night, by the way. This is going to come out
a while from now.
Days from now.
Yeah, but it's still like we're talking about an important period in time right now.
Letting these guys know at home. You know, it's Thursday night at home.
Yeah, shit. So anything else we should cover before we wrap this up? Or what could people get in contact with you besides just fuck you sluts on everything?
Do some plugs.
Man, fuck you sluts, man. Man, people, it's crazy because, like, the people I'm working with, they want me to, like, change my name and shit. I'm like, nah, I can't do it. Like, I built that name, you know? Fuck you sluts.
It stands out a lot.
Like, yo, just be J Stash. I'm like, nah, I can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like to a lot of people, they're probably more likely to follow you on Twitter or something. Listen, if they see fuck you sluts.
Drake has Champagne Poppy. He's still good.
Yeah, but he's Drake. He can afford to be like that, right?
But I feel like fuck you sluts is going to get there.
Champagne
Poppy. I'm gonna bring it there, man. I'm gonna have everyone say that shit
tonight at Staples Center. Fuck you, slut.
I love Drake, but Champagne Poppy sounds mad sus to me. What the fuck is that shit?
You got it from Hov. You got that from Hov.
Yeah. But it's still just Instagram's the place where all the rappers have weird ass names. You got 2 Chainz's Hair Weave Killer too. There's probably some other
what
ones.
I'm saying you kind of gotta have that. Your alter ego.
That's the most bond thing you can do. That's way doper than having like a nice chain or a car or a house.
Shady.
Just have a Twitter name that does not allude to your actual name.
If you could be popping with your real name and your Instagram name, and they don't match, then you're actually popping.
Yeah, that's a big thing. You know, everybody out here is all about consistent branding. Fuck that. Switch it up. Every different platform. If you could still be hot, then you're really hot.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber's Snapchat is Rick the Sizzler.
Is it? Shut the fuck up.
Rick the Sizzler. What a good name.
Hey, you want to know some fucked up shit about Justin Bieber? You ever meet Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
How was that?
I met him recently in fucking London.
Uh-huh.
He pointed at me across the club and just walked out.
Do you think he knew who you were, or you think he was just like, yo, you're fly?
I don't know. I don't know.
But yo, I'm going to this BMX contest in Estonia called Simple Session, and Scheckler is going too. He goes every year, and I guess Bieber and Scheckler are like best friends now, and they're going together. And yo, like when you're in Estonia, it's like, it's in Eastern Europe. It's like there's no celebrities who come around. So like you be in the club and Scheckler walks in and there's like girls screaming, like trying to jump at him and shit. He got security all around him.
Here's my Scheckler impression. I never thought that I would meet Justin Bieber in the club. They gave that dude a reality show and like, yeah, literally it was like he can barely read.
That wasn't bad. Yeah. But yo, I'm saying that like I can't even imagine what they're gonna be like with Justin Bieber in fucking Eastern Europe. Very excited.
They're gonna go wild.
And if I'm there,
he has a crazy fan base.
Insane. Probably the craziest fan base, right?
Justin Bieber smokes cigarettes.
Does he?
Yeah, he just put up an Instagram.
Of him smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, Stash is over here smoking cigarettes too. Everybody smokes cigarettes out here.
If you want to be cool, smoke cigarettes.
I'm surprised you didn't roll out blunts on camera, because everybody always rolls blunts and smokes them on camera, and it's kind of,
man,
it's unnecessary.
I got weed right now. I don't got no roll up.
Oh, really? I got blunts, I think. But, I mean, we're almost at the end of the interview anyway.
I'm smoking cigarettes, man. I ain't on no backwood. I'm on a Marlboro right now, man.
That's dope. Oh, man. All right. Well, I mean, I think this is pretty dope. I feel like we cleared up some important stuff. We talked about some funny stuff. Rob Banks might be mad at me because I didn't jump in and defend him because I don't know anything about the situation.
Yo, Rob Banks, when you ready to holler at me, man, don't holler at me because I don't fuck with you.
Oh, God.
People can just come on here and speak their side of the story. We can be objective.
I'm trying to be objective. I'm sitting back because I'm like, hey, you know, I'm trying to be like,
He probably going to subtweet, be like, hey, man, fuck them relax niggas, man.
Yeah, that's coming. Yeah, they'll definitely. Because it's like, if you're a rapper and somebody's like talks shit about you in an interview, it's like, you don't get the chance to ignore it because the fans will just fucking hype it up so much.
I mean, I did drop a diss and it went like millions of views.
How many? 2.4?
I don't know. I got no response, so I don't
crazy.
Know.
Again, like Drake putting out a diss song and doing crazy, stupid numbers. That's pretty, yeah.
I don't know.
We got Drake comparisons on deck for this guy.
Mm-hmm. We eating off a diss track right Chilling. Now, man.
Back to back, won a Grammy, man. That could be your next diss track. Fuck. All right. Well, thank you very much to everybody who tuned in.
Guys.
Thank you to Stash for coming through. It's been a good-ass time. If you never fucked with us before, No Jumper on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube video. Follow Robesman. Follow at Adam22, all spelled out on Instagram. And
follow Fuck You Sluts.
Follow Fuck You Sluts. And if there's any sluts out there who want to slide up in the DM.
Notification gang is all sluts.
Yeah.
No, don't do it. I got a girl.
Oh, okay. Don't do it. Don't hit up Adam then.
Exactly. If there's any girls out there who are thinking about hitting up Stash, it's not happening. Hit me
faithful.
Up. I got you.
Shout out Rope Gang.
Robesman probably too, yeah. All right. Peace.
Yeah.
That was
tight.
That was fun.
That was
good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You start off like a little quiet, and then like you got going like pretty like within like the first like 8 minutes.